Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Herbound Photography Radio. I would like to welcome back Kristen onto the air. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am great, thank you. For those of you who were tuned in last time, Kristen was here last week. We had a really good conversation, so I thought I'd invite her back so we could talk some more on the air.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, this show is about modeling and photography, basically focusing on the modeling world, and Kristen is a model. And just to go over some questions again that people may not have heard last time. How long have you been a model now?
Well, I guess for about 3 or 4 years now.
Really?
I was about 17, yeah.
Very cool. And what first got you into modeling? What first made you consider doing it?
Well, I was seriously involved in theater at my high school, and I wanted to go to college for it, and the first time I ever had a professional photographer take pictures of me was when I was getting my headshots done, and I had a lot of fun doing that, and when I showed my headshots to other people, they wanted to schedule photo shoots with me, and that's kind of how I fell into it, because I have a lot of photographer friends from high school and also just from meeting people on the internet and other sort of the networking tools that we have today.
Very cool. And I mean, as far as like, you know, including modeling, because you mentioned you're in college right now, and as far as your career plans, as far as what you're doing in college, how do you plan on including modeling as far as, you know, future plans, future goals, and that kind of, you know, how you plan to include that as part of your continue your career, basically?
Well, I mean, as a performer, it doesn't really matter a whole lot to me what I'm doing. If I'm performing, if I'm singing, I'm happy. If I'm acting, I'm happy. If I'm, you know, performing for any sort of camera, I'm happy. If I can make people laugh, I'm happy, you know. So those are all things that are encompassed in the world of modeling. You know, I have a great time doing it. I get to have fun at work pretty much. And it will always be part of my life as long as I'm a performer. Because even if I'm playing a show or something, there's always going to be, you know, a photographer at a show, playing it when I'm playing at like a rock concert or whatever, or I've had pictures taken of me like on stage during productions, just as portfolio work for the lighting and costume people, and you know, so I've been a part of other people's portfolios probably more than I've really even been aware of, so. It's always happening. It's not really something that I have to plan on including, because it just fell into my lap, kind of, and it's always going to be there because I have so many photographer friends and, you know, I enjoy it so much. So it's pretty much a, you know, a hobby that is seems to be taking off a little bit.
That is really cool. And you said you're into singing as well. I mean, what kind of first inspired you to get into singing and being a performer? Because I know a lot of people start off in different ways, some who are born into it, some who just, you know, kind of grow their interest. And what inspired you to start singing and being a performer?
It was just sort of, I think, born within me. My parents have a bunch of videos of me on the coffee table just singing whatever comes to my mind, you know, age 3 or whatever. And I'm sure they would make some really hilarious YouTube videos now. But you know, I remember like getting up on my fireplace and like, you know, telling jokes to my friends, you know. Like it doesn't really matter to me if I'm like, you know, doing stand-up comedy or, you know, playing my mandolin or, you know, I'm in a theater or I'm filming something or, you know, or taking pictures for a portfolio or whatever. It's pretty much all the same to me. It's all the same sort of energy or energy exchange, I want to say, rather than just putting everything you got out there and not really getting a whole lot back. It's so much better when you are working with people that can reflect that energy and feed off of it, and you can feed off of them. And so as long as I'm working with people that, you know, I can be creative with, then it's always going to be a part of my life somehow. Pretty much ever since I, you know, could talk, I've been getting up on whatever surface I could, the fireplace, the coffee table, you know, the world is my stage as I see it.
That is very cool. Because I mean, same for me, you know, as long as I remember, I've always been into, you know, writing and then, you know, photography as well. As I got a little bit older, when I actually can hold a camera without, you know, dropping it and breaking it, which is, you know, a bad thing. So, and the same thing, you know, as long as I remember, I can remember just, you know, being, you know, very creative. And my, you know, of course, you know, my parents too, it's, you know, kind of, you know, inspired it in a little bit in their own way. And just my dad, you know, he got us, you know, into, but it's just, you know, kind of free art and play around and just have fun with it and everything. And one another question I have for you is, if you had to choose like only one way to express yourself artistically, say like, you know, say for example that, you know, you can then, for some reason you can model more, or if you, you know, maybe you can stop acting, or maybe something that you can do anymore to focus on one part of, you know, your performing, so you get a, you know, a huge scene contract, or maybe you get a huge movie deal, or what if, you know, there's one thing you can only do for as a career full time, and then maybe something part time. What would you choose as your major career that you can only, if you had to make a choice?
Oh man, that's a really hard question. I really couldn't tell you. Maybe music, but at the same time, maybe not, because, but what I like about a lot of aspects of performing is that they're so collaborative that I like to have not a whole lot of control, but I like to contribute what I can. And, you know, I'm also a writer, so if there's something, you know, if there's something that kind of, you know, you don't have to play an instrument and sing and write your music, but, you know, it helps. So, that would be something that I could probably have the most control over, but at the same time, it's the singer-songwriter sort of style is a little too solemn and lonely for me. So I'd rather be in a band or with other people, but I don't know. I mean, my main academic focus is theater, so that's really, you know, it's really something that I don't really think that I could say if I had to pick. If I have to pick, then that day will come, and I will figure out a way to do other things. Not maybe with as much time as I would like, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe I would see. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I would be a writer. Maybe I would be a comic. I don't know. I don't think. I don't think I could answer that question, actually.
You know, it's funny that that's my one of my favorite questions to ask someone, because especially an artist, because it's just saying, I feel the same way. There's so much they can do with so many things artistically that it is a very hard choice, and it's always the same answer to that question, because it is, you know, something that's hard to choose if you really, really have to. And some people who are able to do everything, and like basically most of the models I'm working with are into some different things. So pretty much almost all of them are, you know, acting, singing, performing. Some of them are in design their own clothes as well. I mean, it's really fun and creative. I mean, really fun to just, you know, be creative in so many ways to where you can really have fun with all of it instead of just doing one thing and you do, you know, three or four things that are related to each other in some way, but also have their own, like, you know, almost space in your life and where you can reflect, you know, your creativity, your personality in different ways. And that's what, you know, basically what I do as well as far as my photography and writing and everything else I'm doing. And it's funny that it seems to attract a lot of people, the same type of people into my life to where, you know, people like you and Davina that I know you might have talked to before. And, you know, so like I said, it's many other models I'm working with are all just so many different things that it's just, you know, it's not one way you can be creative. It's basically almost everywhere, which is, you know, a really fun thing to do. Because, I mean, what better way to be creative? Just, you know, let it express itself through you. Now, as far as, like, you know, acting and singing, what's like one of the most favorite things you've done so far?
I've been taking singing lessons since I was about like 15, and I've been in several bands since then, mostly blues bands. And we, you know, we play rock and roll within that sort of umbrella of blues. And I've been in numerous recitals for like where I've performed classical Italian arias and a couple of songs in French. So I've been singing for basically since I was a little kid, but I've been classically trained since I was 15. And I've been involved in theater since I was in high school. And for my senior musical, I played Penelope Pennywise in You're in Town as the musical. And if you're not familiar with that, I played a 40-year-old woman, essentially, as a 17-year-old. And, I look like I'm about 12 still. And I wasn't allowed to put any, like, age makeup on, so I just had to, like, I had to wear these big old boots and, like, these, like, really, this really, like, drab dress that was not, I don't want to say not flattering, but not very useful. And then I, like, had to make my hair, like, big devil horn hair. I was essentially one of the antagonists of the show, and it was super fun. That was probably one of my favorite roles, because I got to be bad, and I got to be a bitch for no good reason, basically. I had an excuse to be mean to people on stage, and, you know, and then, like, afterwards, I got it all out, and then I was just like, oh my god, was I okay, did I hurt you? So, you know, you get it out, and then you're all, like, loving to everybody else. But recently,
Yeah, it's a good way to vent.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But most recently, I was in a one-act play called The Raunchy Dame in the Chinese Raincoat. And I'm not going to spoil the surprise, But essentially, I had to, I had to be carried on stage in a rug and then pop out of that rug. And then as soon as I popped out of the rug, which I stayed in that rug for maybe a good 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes it seemed longer in that very small space. But in the middle of the show, I pop out of the rug, and then as soon as I do that, I stare directly into the lights and deliver a 3-page monologue. And that was probably the most challenging roles I've ever had, especially for a 40-minute piece, a one-act show. They aren't very long, but since there aren't a whole lot of resources for a lot of time to rehearse, and there's only, you know, 3 characters in that whole show, and everybody had a very substantial role, but nobody else had a 3-page monologue. And I was so intimidated by it when I first got it, and I was just like, there's no way. And it was one of my favorite people, one of my best friends in the world, was directing me, and that's why he cast me. And he was like, I know you can do it because you're great, and like, I know, you know. And I was just like, I don't know, man, I don't know. And I did it. Like, he put my, you know, my butt to the flames, and just and was just like, you got to do this really well. And I didn't want to let him down, so I drilled it, and I did it as perfectly as one could. And I was pretty proud of myself, because the show that I was in previously, I had one of those moments on stage where I, in the middle of a line, I was thinking so intently about the line. It was the most important line, at least if not in the show, then it was the most important line that I had. And in the middle of it, I was thinking so hard about it, and I was so into that line that I just completely blanked about what the second half of the line was. And I just kind of stared at the huge room of, you know, of all the people on closing night, by the way, of this huge ensemble piece. There were like 20 people in it, and they all knew what my line was, except for me, and everybody knew that I was like screwing up. And everybody was just waiting for me to just go on, and I literally said, "Wow," on stage, and I was so embarrassed. But for some reason, because I was like, "Oh my God, I'm they're going to have to drag me off stage," you know, like otherwise these people are going to be here until I'm 80. I'm never going to remember this line. And then by some, you know, miracle, the rest of the line came to me before too long, and I just like ran off stage, and that was like, that was my most recent, oh my God, I should never be an actor moment. And I was just considering my whole life, or reconsidering my whole life, and all of my life choices that I've made, and all of the money that I've invested in, you know, lessons and college and all, you know, all these things, and all of that was just running through my head, and I couldn't believe that I just blanked. And then of course when I go and ask my friends if they saw when I totally screwed up, they were like, "Wait, when?" I was just like, "Are you serious? Like, you didn't? All right, cool. All right, I'm not going to tell anybody else. All right, awesome. Nobody noticed. Sweet." And like, and so every, like, anybody who wasn't in the show, which there were a lot of people in the show, it was, like I said, it was a 20-person cast plus, like, you know, the crew and, you know, the director and the assistant director and, you know, the stage manager. Everybody else knew that I screwed up, but the audience, no clue. They were just like, it was kind of a weird show anyway. It's kind of, you know, it was, I mean, you know, not that they were saying it was bad or anything, but they were just like, you could kind of do it in a show like that. You know?
Yeah.
So thankfully it was artsy enough that I could just act like that was totally what I was supposed to do. And that's my terrifying acting story.
It is funny because something like it happened to me too, because I was in a performance just like a while ago when I was still interested in doing acting, which kind of I kind of phased out of it. But I was in the middle of a four act. It was like a 3 or 4 act play. I forget how long it was, but it was a muster long play, and it was got to the point where. You know, we had rehearsed and everything, but our director put so much stress on us, and the performance became, I mean, this is like opening night. It's like our very first performance, and everyone's kind of stressed out, and, you know, people like weren't really happy. And basically, not only did I forget my lines, but basically half the cast forgot their lines.
Oh, my God.
So during the play, there's a good 30 to 40 minutes of basically ad-libs and improv. Because basically we knew the scenes, but it's like we forgot the lines. So basically we just kind of and we get this, like, you know, our director, she was like, no, she was one of those, you know, when you knew she was angry about, you know, 10 minutes before she said anything. So basically, backstage, we hear, like, you know, the thunder roaring, you know, behind us, you know, because we can just tell that, you know, we're going to get it later after the show and everything. But, of course, you know, she wasn't going to, like, you know, give us during the show or anything. She was going to let us, you know, do the show and basically crash and burn and just, you know. But basically, you know, it was basically that bad to where, you know, it was a 2-hour play, and little 2.5 hours, and a good 35-40 minutes of that was just us ad-libbing, and I mean we would remember like 1 out of 12 lines.
Right.
I mean, but
oh man.
Yes, I mean, I totally know how you feel and how like horrifying it is, and the funny thing is that a few of our friends who came there, because there's some of our friends who were there who saw us, you know, rehearse and was there for the rehearsal. So those who knew the play and saw us rehearsing, they knew how much we were screwing up. But the rest of us the rest of us just kind of went with that. And our friends who are there, they're kind of like, you know, giggling or crying or being, you know, want to play hard music for us because they realized how badly it was going. And it was just a horrifying experience. But it's funny that you're saying how you love playing, you know, those bad characters, the antagonists in the play and everything, because one of my I heard a interview with James Caan, and people I think it was an article that I was reading, and they'd asked him why is he always playing bad guys in all the roles, you know, from Godfather to movies like The Eraser, and he did a show in Las Vegas to where he's always playing the antagonist, so it's very, you know, kind of rough and, you know, bad guy role pretty much all of his movies. And his reason for, you know, accepting all these roles is he basically said that playing the bad guy is so much fun. And at this point, I mean, it's funny that some people, many people are afraid of getting typecast for certain roles, but I mean, when he's played other roles where it's, you know, kind of has a softer side to it as well. Like he was in the movie Elf with Will Ferrell, which, you know, he kind of played. It was still the same kind of, you know, gruff, rough, you know, got kind of role, but I mean, but still, so the much more.
Hello?
Where he's not, you know, it's the same kind of role, but not, you know, what's typical for him. So, where he can find his own kind of niche, I guess, where he can really express, you know, vent out those kind of things where he can just, you know, have fun with it. And then he can do, like, you know, lighter kind of films like Elf. And there's a couple other, like, comedic roles like that. I can't think of the films right now, but there's some other ones he did like that, to where he's still the same kind of, you know, gruff character, but, you know, in a much lighter mood, where he's having fun with it in the role. And the same thing with, you know, Christopher Walken. He's, you know, have the same kind of quirky out there kind of characters his entire career, and he's just being just really have fun and kind of go with it. And at this point, you know, I've had people ask me, you know, why I like Christopher Walken, because he's such a crazy ass. And at this point, and his fans will still love him and still, like, you know, do impressions of him. And because it's, you know, once you find something you really enjoy doing like that and really have fun with and really just want to go after it, no matter what other people are saying, that's when you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're doing what you love, you're doing what you're passionate about. And it's just really fun to see that being expressed through people. It's just like, you know, people like Christopher Walken and James Conte, where, you know, these actors have been, you know, acting for, you know, 3-4 decades now, to where it's been a career. They can be, you know, they may have started out just like everyone else, where they're maybe a little nervous about what they're doing and kind of, you know, searching for the direction and exactly how to find, you know, find their own little niche or what path they're going to go. And it's just fun that once they got into it, they just kind of ran with it. And, you know, it seems, for some people, it seems like one thing, one phrase always annoys me is that, you know, the phrase that overnight success, because many times an overnight success is nothing, it's like the complete opposite, because, I mean, it's just taking someone several years just to get to the point where they're recognized. And then they become that, you know, quote-unquote overnight success. But, you know, what people don't realize is that to get that to that point, you know, that's, you know, 5, 10, 20 years of their work just to get to that point. And then it's taking all the fame, and then all of a sudden people get the attention, and they have, you know, all this, you know, press or, you know, all these roles coming in. And it's really never just overnight. It gives me an accumulation of many, many years of this hard work and going out there and performing and doing what you can to get noticed, and then all of a sudden, you know, and the true success is not getting fame right away and getting the spotlight right away. It's about continuing and really motivating yourself to continue what you're doing, no matter what. Even through, you know, the hardest times, to where maybe you get, you know, one role every couple of months, or maybe just, you know, you have to do like 4 auditions one day, or, I mean, there's been times where I've done, I think, like 6 auditions the same day for voiceover work, and I think I maybe got 1 callback out of the 6, and it's, you know, that's what performers have to do, because it's just, you know, a process and just getting out there and doing what you can. And same thing, you know, photography, modeling, you just have to make the connection, start somewhere and kind of build it, you know, on your own from there.
Oh, totally. Actually, I think speaking of people who, you know, who are multi-talented, who can pretty much pick what they want to do, like Christopher Walken, he originally, like, I guess, was a trained tap dancer.
Yeah, and he was. He was trained, tap dancer. And actually, it came up in one of his movies where it's the first time he ever did it in a movie. It was Pennies from Heaven with Steve Martin. So he had done, like, you know, about a ton of movies before that. And that's the first time he actually came up in the movie,
Yeah, he does that music video by Moby. It's really insane, where he's all, like, doing the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, flying around on strings. I don't know if you've seen it, but I saw it and my mind was blown. You should look it up on, probably YouTube has it, Moby and Christopher Walken. It's great. Super great music video. But we were talking about, remind me again.
But also, what's been some of your favorite things you've done as far as modeling? Because I know you've done it for a couple of years now, and what's been kind of your favorite things you've done as far as shoots? I know you've done, like, a lot of things, some stuff that's very creative and that you've had fun with. What's been some of your favorite things you've done as far as a model?
Well, I have done several different kinds of shoots, ranging on the scale of professional ability, or ranging from, you know, very amateur shoots to, you know, not super super professional shoots, but you know, the photographers that I've worked with range in how, you know, in their talent and also experience is what I want to say. Yeah, so I've had, you know, very you know, low key sort of in my backyard kind of shoots, and, you know, meeting you at Huntington Beach kind of shoots, and, you know, just walking around looking for interesting scenes to shoot by kind of shoots, and a bunch of different stuff. I mean, I mostly work with students at this point, or recently graduated students, who are, you know, looking to sort of make their, you know, mark in the industry at this point. And so I find that, you know, we have a lot in common, we can relate. So, you know, and the people that you get along with are the best people to work with. So that's kind of my criteria, is if, you know, if I'm comfortable and if I get along with that person, you know, do they make me want to work with them? And as long as that's present, then, you know, I'm willing to do that. But yeah, like our photo shoot that we've got scheduled, I've done a couple of shoots in Old Town Orange, and it's a really kind of retro place to shoot. It's really awesome. I kind of like the whole 50s vibe, even though most of it was built, I guess, probably in the 1900s. It still feels very 50s to me, and I really dig that, especially, you know, I'm a big fan personally of, you know, like pinup modeling, and especially, you know, vintage fashion and stuff like that. So I think that's a really cool place to shoot, and I've done a couple of things there. But I've done a couple of shoots with, I mean, we talked about this, my friend who passed away early last year, or late last year, early this year, I forget. I think it was like October. And I, you know, like, I guess I'm never going to see some of those photos, so I've got what I've got. But mostly they're really casual shoots with, you know, my friends. We go to the park or something. I wear something cute, and we just go take some pictures. Sometimes they turn out, you know, better than other times.
You know, what's funny is, speaking with one of my favorite pictures of you on your profile, that I saw, the thing I commented on as well is, you know, Sewer, you're basically, you know, your mouth was back teeth with a piece of film.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's funny that, because it's one of my favorite shots of you, because it's really interesting, I mean, how your eyes get really expressive and kind of pop out, and because, you know, you have one of my favorite things to do in my work is to, you know, feature different aspects of someone's, you know, great features, and really, it's always amazing to me how expressive eyes can be, and it's really, that's why I went in and, you know, commented on one, because I really had like how your eyes are so expressive, and they kind of pop out in the picture, and they really just, you really want to focus on them in the picture, and that's really, and it's, you know, something that you had a lot of fun with, and
mm-hmm.
It's like the concept, which, you know, because it focuses so much on just your facial expressions and how expressive you are with your eyes, and another thing that I always tell people when I'm working with that, you know, just if you're, you know, if you're just, you know, a goofball or anything like that, you just, you know, find your way to express that. You know, if you're, you know, no matter what kind of person you are, if you're a tomboy, if you're an artist, you're an athlete, you're a geek, you're nerdy, I mean, whatever kind of, you know, person you are, just kind of a way to express that. And so, I mean, I always attract to people like that, that are just very expressive who and just really bring out, you know, maybe a side of the person's personality that they don't realize they're bringing out, to where it's just so natural, this kind of just comes out, and just, you can really just see it in them, and just how they express themselves, and even when they realize they're not doing it. And that's why I also like certain actors as well, who just, you know, they just very, very expressive, and how even when they're doing their serious roles or, you know, comedic roles, just how their facial expressions really come out very well. This one actor that I really like, who does a lot, I forget his name, but he's been on the TV show Scrubs, he's done the movie Office Space, he's been like certain roles where I can't remember his name, but his facial expressions are just so hilarious, and so, I mean, they're just really out there and just very, you know, explosively expressive to her, you know, he doesn't have to say anything. Just, you know, he's just one of those where you can just look at him and you can see, like, the assertive remark coming out of him, you know, like, 5 minutes before he says anything. And it's just, you know, that's where they enjoy and capturing it, too. So just, you know, that kind of just outright expressiveness where you don't even... You would have to explain it too much. You can just see it in the expression, in the mood, and the tone of the picture. And it's really, it's how fun it is to really capture those moments, even a person not really thinking about it all that much.
Yeah, I'm lucky that I have big eyes, so that helps. but I mean, also, you know, every day I'm kind of, you know, doing research, you know, just talking to people every day about, you know, whatever, the weather or their lives or, you know, and I'm just, you know, taking in their facial expressions just like anybody else would to, you know, read somebody to see how, you know, the conversation is going and, you know, some underlying subconscious level, you know, I'm also, you know, looking at how, you know, what their face does in order to communicate what they mean to me and what that says to me. And, you know, it's really interesting, especially if, like, you learn a little bit of, like, I don't know a whole lot of, like, body language, you know, what that means all the time. But, you know, usually I know that, you know, if you're facing somebody and your whole body is turned towards them, you know, you're really engaged, you know, and that's something that, you know, it comes in handy, especially, you know, with acting or even performing, musically, just to sort of, you know, turn your whole self, like, towards, you know, whatever you're giving the energy to, you know, it's kind of good, rule of thumb for pretty much any kind of performing. So there's, you know, a lot of people express themselves a lot of different ways, and I happen to use my eyebrows a lot. I, you know, I'm probably going to have a lot of wrinkles up there when I'm older, but, you know, that's what Botox is for, right?
Of course. But it's great. Because, you know, so many people are expressive in different ways, whether they're, you're very expressive with your eyebrows and your eyes, and you probably don't know this by yourself either, but you just have these very, very fun expressions that come on your face randomly when you're not even thinking about it, which is the best way to do it. And it's funny that, for me, the same way, I'm a very expressive person in my face to where...
Oh, totally.
I don't even need to really say anything sometimes where people can realize, you know, something's bothering me or I'm really happy about something or I'm in All right, then, you know, kind of a little, you know, kind of a little goofball mode or
yeah.
I'm up to something, you know, I'm supposed to be doing and everything. So we're, to which like, I can't really hide it that much anymore to the point where I don't really try anymore. So
yeah.
But that's funny because, I mean, people always have asked me before, you know, what's my, how am I expressive, you know, as far as my personality and how I would get out there. And it's the best way for me to, you know, say that is just, you know, through my writing, through my photography, and just me personally is I think my voice is more expressive than anything else. That and my body language, because I do tend to gesture a lot many times, you know, when I'm talking to her, just, you know, it gets kind of ridiculous, and I have to sometimes, like, you know, kind of, you know, sit in my hands, put my hands in my pocket or something, because, you know, it gets a little a little ridiculous sometimes. But, it's, I mean, really, it's really the fun part about just, you know, any kind of performing or any kind of, you know, where you're in front of the camera is just, you know, just kind of go for it. If it feels awkward at times, do it anyway, because you may end up being better than you realize, and just have fun with it and go for it.
Yeah.
Now, as far as singing and performing, do you have anything coming up at all?
Well, I don't really know how much longer I'm going to be in California, but I am trying to get a show together, a musical show, with my friend, who actually also, you know, took a lot of pictures of me when I was first starting out, and still takes some pictures of me, but not really. We haven't done a photo shoot in a long time, but I was like, she took a really hilarious picture of me like the other day. It was really great. Anyway, she is one of my best friends, and she is one of my multi-talented friends, and she also sings, and she plays guitar, and so we're going to do a night somewhere. I don't know where yet, but maybe we'll find some coffee shop or something and do a show, but as soon as I know, you'll be the first to know.
Definitely, we'll have to come check it out.
Yeah, but you'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I was just talking to another model yesterday. She's doing performances, you know, throughout Riverside and Empire, where she's doing a lot of shows out there. Like you say, in different coffee shops and different like little venues where it's just, you know, kind of getting out there. So I think I know of a few places out here, kind of in Orange County, that I will definitely like email you about and give you some suggestions as far as, you know, doing some shows at different places out here as well. But so places that, you know, I've been to before that allow, you know, artists to come in and perform and just have fun with it. And that's, you know, it's one of the best ways to do, just kind of get out there and just, you know, play and just, you know, have fun with it. And even if people don't really, you know, get why you're doing what you're doing, just, you know, do it for yourself and really have fun with it and just enjoy it. And there is something I've told, you know, some of my friends before, to where they're singing, they're acting, they're doing modeling, they're thing, and people around them don't really understand why they want to do all this and why they get into it. And I just tell them, you know, if it's what you want to do, if it's really fun for you, if it's something you enjoy, then go ahead and do it, because it's obviously it's something you're passionate about and something you really want to do. So you should definitely just, you know, go for it and keep doing it. Because, I mean, if it's something that you're really, really passionate about, that you really enjoy doing that much, to where you're thinking about it all the time, to where, you know, you're kind of like singing in your sleep, basically, or performing or doing something just where your creative brain is always working no matter what you're doing. You can be folding clothes. I mean, you can be doing laundry. You can do anything to where that part of you is always there, just kind of working and cranking out ideas. And same way for me, to where, you know, I could be driving down a freeway going to L.A. for whatever reason, and I'll see something on the side of the road, or I'll see someone in a car next to me that give me an idea, or I see a billboard that, you know, I like the idea, maybe I should do this, or maybe tweak a little bit. And that's really the fun part about being creative is to where you really see anything that inspires you in some way and just kind of run with it and have fun, because that's really the only way to succeed at something that you want to do, is you have to have fun with it, you have to have that passion behind it, to where, or else it just kind of falls apart. It's not really that fun anymore.
Yeah, at this point, I'm always writing. Like, I don't even realize that sometimes I'll be hanging out with my friends, and they'll say something, that reminds me of a punchline or something that I think would be a really good joke that I can put either in a play or, in a stand-up piece or, in my musical or, even just, in a song, sometimes I think things are even more hilarious when they have a, sweet melody and a rhyme to them. But I can't really escape it, I'm not even trying to think about it anymore. It's just, I went to Bonnaroo in Tennessee, and I'd never been that south before, and apparently it's not even that far south compared to Georgia and, Florida and Alabama. But, that whole time I was just like, oh man, I need to study these people so I can do a really good Southern accent, just the guy at the truck stop giving me my water, calling me, miss, and, being so polite and, hospitable. It's just kind of, everywhere I go, I encounter characters and I try and, remember them for whatever use I have them for, be it an impression or a joke or a play, a monologue, even a funny face or something, there's always things around you, to inspire and help you create. At least if that's the kind of sort of brain or the way you think, which luckily I think we are.
Yeah, for sure. We're in the same way, to where I just pick up things and kind of go with it. It could be just something random. A random encounter. I mean, I've just been places where I've seen a little kid kind of playing around where their mom gets coffee and it's my dad, and you just pick up on it and just have fun with it. And, just like I said, how the creative mind works, you just pick up on something, or it's where the same thing too, where I picked up, accents from people who just by listening to them for a while and in different places I've been and have fun with it. And one of my favorite things to do is one of my friends who I pick on sometimes, where I call her the Irish accent and just kind of freak her out a little bit. Just to realize it's me sometimes. It takes a minute to something. Really, get that it's me. But although just have that creative energy just flow through you at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm basically getting to the end of the show here, and I just want to thank you, Kristen, for coming on again and.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Our, talking about everything, and I will definitely, kind of have you come on again as basically a regular guest and chat about what's going on for you and what's coming up for you as far as everything you're doing. And just want to thank my listeners for coming in. We had several listeners today, which is good. So I just want to thank you for coming in and listening in. And just a reminder, this is talking with Kristen again today, and you'll be seeing her coming up on my site, which is turbinephotography.com, and then you also can check her out and see how amazing she is, what a great model she is and everything. And as far as, anything else that you're going to be doing, let me know as far as your performances, that way, post those up too so people can check them out and become big fans of yours.
Absolutely. I'll have to come up with something to do so that you can come see me.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, thank you again, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, I had fun. All right. Bye, Herbert.
Have a great day.
Bye.